Judiciary and Law Enforcement to order. Roll call, please.
Thea Blau?
Here.
Boyd Frederick?
Here.
Greg Retzlaff?
Here.
Mike Skalitsky? Mike Skalitsky? Jeff Wambold?
Here.
Madeline LaCroix?
Here.
Sydney Robson?
Here.
We are going to move on to citizens' comments. If there are any citizens wishing to speak, you have 5 minutes. Please state your name and address.
My name is Deb Shimkus. I reside at 10087 Place, Kenosha, Wisconsin. I want to thank all of you for having the time to discuss the situation. First of all, I applaud the raise in pay, but question why the money is there if the money is there, why not implement the project all at once? Will additional raises be based on performance reviews? We've gone this route before with no one receiving an increase. We can't all lack in our job duties. We haven't seen hard numbers regarding the increases. Bob has explained that to us, and he's been more than gracious to say he'll put out an email or come and talk to us as far as the hard numbers. We see percentages, but not hard numbers. I would also like to present some facts regarding our request for the 8 paid holidays that we could use towards our short weeks. We are scheduled for 8 actual weekends with our families per year. Short weekends fall every quarter on our actual Saturdays and Sundays off. We not only don't spend time with our families during the year, but we are now forced to not spend time with them when they are available as well. I also wonder if the savings is not only on paper. Some of us work the week before at time and a half to make up for the short week. I understand that the deputies also receive no holidays, but make up for this in their 15-minute task. Why not give all employees exempt status and provide short weeks for them as well? They can work OT to make up for it. Here are some facts that are posted on the internet by corrections.com. Correctional officers have the second highest mortality rate of any occupation. A CO's 58th birthday, on average, is his last. COs on average live only 18 months after they retire. COs have a 39% higher suicide rate than any other occupation. COs have a higher divorce and substance abuse rate than the general public. We are fortunate that this is not a trend in our jail, but nonetheless, it should be considered as the extra shifts required to make an 80-hour paycheck takes its toll on everyone, including our families. When Act 10 was enacted, it took away our right to bargain. Somehow this seems by many to have gone awry, and the jail seems to be taking the brunt of the cost savings for the county. How can this be? Immigration and U.S. Marshals provide on average $3.8 million of revenue based on 150 inmates at $70 per day. This money is also counted on by government to fund other groups and needs. I understand this need by the local government, but as the sheriff has stated, this money could disappear as fast as it came at any point. What then? Who will be next? You go home and have weekends with your families. You can attend graduations, birthday parties, and church without having to use PTO time or do a swap with a coworker, at times forcing you to work a 16-hour shift. At first, your family supports you and will work around this, but eventually they stop because everyone else has the day off. If you look at the cities with the highest cost of living in the U.S., you will find that Milwaukee and Madison rank in the top 50. It's not cheap to live here. Having to work the overtime to make up those 8 hours is a huge stress on everyone. If you're worried about the taxpayers, let me remind you that the majority of us in this room pay ourselves to come to work. Let me end by saying all public safety officers put themselves in harm's way for the betterment of the community. Their health and safety, as indicated in the facts I have provided, should be a priority. Is there a price on this?
Thank you. Any other citizens' comments?
Hello, everyone. My name is Lindley Capellish. I reside at 4208 Washington Road in Kenosha. I work in the jail as an admission and release specialist. I am not a correctional officer. I am an admission release specialist.
Can you spell your last name, please?
K-A-P, as in Paul, E-L-L-U-S-C-H. I work very closely with the correctional officers. And I thank you for the opportunity to speak with you tonight. When I started this job 11 years ago, our schedule was where we had weekends every fifth and sixth weekend, 3 days off to enjoy with our families. And as far as holiday pay, we were compensated by a day off between January and October, one each month that we could use to, for a day off, because obviously we work 24/7 and we have to be here, and we all understand that. And working a job 24/7 is very challenging to a family, but it made it worthwhile having the weekend so closely and also getting the holiday pay. I'm not sure who thought the current schedule, the 5-2-4-2, would embrace the jail staff. It has created the 8 short weeks, which Deb Shimkus has already spoke about, causing many of us to work our days off. If it's our short week and there's overtime, we have to take the overtime, which mostly falls on our day off. So now we're working for straight pay on our day off, and it took us 3 months to get to that weekend to spend with our families. I personally cannot afford to not work my short week, and I have to work all those, all my short weeks. We don't have a choice in that matter, because we do need to have full paychecks, and we understand that, and we all do our job at 100%. I mean, everyone here would not believe the work. They are unbelievable, and we expect the same from our employer. The morale is very low in the jail. Our workload has tripled, and many people are applying for other jobs, as myself. And nobody's really transferring into the jail. It's all outside candidates. I believe that if you reinstated the holiday pay, that would help offset the short weeks, so that we could enjoy our weekends when we do finally get them. Or why are we the only ones that don't have the holiday pay, and why does the whole rest of the county do have the pay? I don't understand why we're segregated from that. It's just not worth it anymore. I really enjoyed this job when I started, and it's just not worth it. It's very stressful, it's very aggravating, and it's disappointing. Thank you.
Any other supervisor comments? Or citizens' comments?
Good evening. My name is Denise Bell, 4223 29th Avenue, Kenosha, Wisconsin. Thank you for having this meeting and allowing us to speak again. I have spoken this many, many times. Some of you guys know me because I'm here a lot. I don't like doing it. I hate speaking in front of you guys. It makes me shake. But what I want to say tonight is, last week you guys tabled the compensation study. We do not want to discourage voting for the compensation study. We believe that it's good information, most of it, and we would like for it to be passed. But we've been waiting for 4 long years to get paid for $20.80 a year. And we feel that we deserve it. There are some employees that are now saying, oh, we're going to get a raise. So, you know, maybe we should shut up about the holiday pay. I don't believe that's true, because even if we're going to get a raise, our raise, the wage study, the comparisons to our jobs are based on jobs that get paid for holidays. He said that in his comparisons. I also want to just, I'm all about history and I have a lot of it. I want to read some stuff, because I have some time, from March 14th, 2012. Minutes of the meeting of Judiciary and Law Enforcement Committee in this very room. It's online. You can all look it up. So, meeting called to order. Citizen comments. 6:30. Fred Storrs, Walter Kozol, Anthony Molinaro, Ed Sedlowski, and Donna Dickerson expressed their concerns that detention staff are no longer being paid for holidays. Handouts were distributed, including a holiday schedule that includes detention's employees under paid holidays. Explanations of the 5-on, 2-off, 4-on, 2-off schedule were provided, as well as calendars that indicated the total number of days paid in the year. New schedule definitely does not include the paid holidays that other employees get. Schedule results in 72-hour pay periods 8 times a year. If detention staff want to work an extra 8 hours beyond their scheduled day, during their short period, they are paid straight time. Suggestion was made to still pay for 80 hours during the short periods. Detention staff work all holidays. They are looking for fair treatment. This affects morale. They questioned whether the county board was aware that this was intended. They would like this issue to go before the full county board. Okay, then chairman comments. There's supervisor comments and then chairman comments. Supervisor comments, 6:45. Supervisor Singer stated that he never understood that they would not get paid. He would like a full explanation. Supervisor Frederick expressed the same. Chairman comments, Supervisor Michael thanked everyone for their attendance. After receiving the contacts and emails, he felt this needed to come to this committee. He stated that many supervisors' terms were coming to an end. He has been on this committee for 8 years. 6 years as chairman. Cells were added at the detention center to generate revenue. Much has been done to generate jobs and revenue. There have been many accomplishments on this committee. He has enjoyed this time. I know I'm boring you guys, but I'm getting to the good part. Okay, discussion regarding jailer schedules and holidays at 6:57. Bob Riedel reported that the 5242 schedule was developed and managed by the Sheriff's Department. To give the historical perspective, he referenced a meeting on July 26 regarding cuts. Wisconsin Act 10 dissolved 2 contracts. This shifted the source of recovery to wages and benefits. The number affected was slightly less than half. Overtime changes proposed were consistent with federal standards. There was much discussion regarding overtime. The sheriff approached the committee and said he would keep 40 hours if an alternative could be presented to offset the cost. The county board passed the budget as is. The board said they would grant a year for analysis of the 5242 schedule. I don't know if that ever happened. Anybody know if that ever happened? I don't know. Deputy sheriffs do not have paid holidays. This is consistent with them. This is compliant with the law. So it goes on to say that Riedel stated that they have not been able to analyze this yet because not even a quarter has passed. After the quarter, he could give an analysis. Michael stated that during the budget meeting, this was not an issue. All were in agreement with the schedule. Falduto stated that he and the sheriff were at all meetings, and it was made clear that 10 floating holidays would not be available in 2012.
Your time is up.
Okay.
What is it?
I'll be back.
What is the date of minutes on there?
That is March 14th, 2012.
Thank you. Any other citizens' comments?
Good evening, Madam Chair, Board Supervisors. At last week's meeting,
Your name and address, please.
Carlos Gerena, G-E-R-E-N-A, 7312 98th Ave. At last week's meeting, there was some confusion based on the members of the jail staff, corrections, ARSs, and cooks that had brought up this during citizens' comments in terms of holidays. Supervisor Skalitsky, I believe I said that right, had brought up during asked questions, follow-up questions to Sheriff Administration, which consists of Captain Hallisey, Sheriff Beth, and Chief Deputy Smith, as well as Personnel Director Bob Riedel. To gain some clarity and provide a more clear understanding of what we are requesting from the county board, the sheriff's department, and personnel is as follows. I'm going to use 4 groups of employees for my explanation that work for the county. Clerical, who work a Monday through Friday. Deputies and correctional corporals, who work a 5 days on, 2 days off schedule. Dispatch, who works a 4 days on, 2 days off schedule. And a jail staff, which includes correctional officers, direct supervision officers, kitchen staff, and admissions and release specialists, all of which are non-supervisory positions and are not on salary or under protective status. We work a 4 days on, 2 days off. Mr. Reed, our director of personnel, distributed a list in 2016 of the holidays in 2016. Those holidays are New Year's Day, Good Friday, Memorial Day, Independence Day, Labor Day, Thanksgiving, day after Thanksgiving, Christmas Eve, Christmas Day, New Year's Eve. Those are 10 holidays that the county recognizes and allows for their employees based off, allowed to be off and be compensated for pay. This was sent on October 15, 2012 via email to the county workforce. Clerical approximately works 250 days, totaling 2,000 hours. They're paid for 2,080 hours. 80 hours comes from the 10 paid holidays that's listed above. Those days that they are paid, they did not work. Dispatch works approximately 249 days. Approximate total of hours, 1,992. However, they are paid for 2,080 hours. Those 11 hours, or 11 days additionally, they did not work. Deputies and correctional staff, or correctional corporals, excuse me, both work 85253, approximately 244 days. Total hours, approximately 1,952 hours. However, they get paid for 2,080 hours. They didn't work those days. Jail division, DSOs and corrections, admission release, kitchen, work 252 days, total of 2,016 hours. And this is where discrimination comes into play. We're not paid for 2,080, of which the classification compensation survey was based on. We are not compensated for those 10 holidays I listed above. This results in the 8 short pay periods that my colleagues have already addressed with you guys. Why are we treated differently? Why are we being discriminated against? Are we not like other employees? We have families. We have bills. Why must we suffer? I asked the sheriff if he was here. Why'd you come after us? Why'd you feel it was okay to attack us? The primary responsibility of the sheriff's department is to run the county jail, yet you discriminated us and targeted the largest entity of your command. Are we not valuable to the mission statement? Why is it that we're the only entity in the entire county being targeted? Why are we the only entity being discriminated against? Board of Supervisors, you asked what some of the reasons for officers leaving the job. Yeah, and the service administration hit on some of them. People have sought out other job opportunities, and many people use this job as a stepping stone. With law enforcement, the administration did not tell you that many junior officers that I have trained, because I'm an FTO, were not aware of the short weeks that we get when they got hired. They were not aware that the county no longer pays for our insurance thereafter once you retire. Some incentives that were keeping people around. In short, they felt deceived. Others have lost faith in supervision and administration because of this deception. With this unfair treatment comes negative perceptions and opinions. The fact that the leadership is unwilling to treat us fairly adds to negativity. Why would employees of any caliber choose to stay with a job that...
Your time is up. Due to time constraints, I will be closing supervisor or citizens' comments at this time.
No, go ahead, sir.
Okay, any supervisor comments? Seeing as there's none, chairwoman comments, I have none. So we're going to move on to the resolutions from the Kenosha County Sheriff's Department, probationary cabaret license for Shadow Hill Ranch, DBA Country Thunder Music Festival.
Thank you, Madam Chairman, members of the committee. This year was a little bit different for Country Thunder. Typically what we do is we get these resolutions out of the way earlier in the year. However, they've had a management changeover. And throughout the changeover, a couple of the licenses were allowed to lapse, which was namely their liquor license in Randall, as well as their cabaret license. So they did achieve getting that liquor license again this past month, renewed from Randall, which therefore we can forward the probationary cabaret on to us. I have here the probationary cabaret for the Shadow Hill Ranch, which is the main property for Country Thunder Festival. Typically, we will do an inspection of the buildings, etc., but in this case, where they're serving the alcohol, it's on the grounds. So inside the packet that you received, you'll see a copy of the map of the grounds in general. That's basically where all the liquor license or liquor sales are going on. All they do it is with tickets, so the cash flow is at one spot, and then it's tickets to buy the rest of the refreshment. We have no problem with the current setup. Everything as far as the license remain the same with the same owners. The operation is under good supervision with the people that I've met, and there's no objections, but Sheriff's Department to go ahead with the probationary cabaret. And next year, they should be on an annual where we have everybody properly notified when these expirations start, and we won't have this again, hopefully, in the near future. So I submit that for your approval, and then we can move on with the activity control if everybody's okay.
Motion to approve. Second.
Then governance?
Aye.
Board committee?
Aye.
Pierce, this aye.
Supervisor Ramble, Frederick?
No.
No. You made the motion.
I made the motion. Sorry.
Okay, next is the activity control license for Country Shop East LLC.
Yes, ma'am. I submitted to you the packet on the activity control license this year for Country Thunder. This year, with a couple changes that we have made with them, was namely the increase in the bond for our services out there. Last year, we did see a sharp increase in the criminal activity, which causes many of my officers to be pulled off the grounds to follow up on these issues, and hence leaving the grounds a little bit uncovered by our officers that are assigned out there. Obviously, the majority of what we do out there is underage alcohol, but we are seeing an uptick in some criminal complaints. So therefore, I approached Country Thunder about almost doubling our manpower out there and requested they increase the bond so we could sufficiently staff. They had no problems with that. They came up with the $225,000 that I asked for, and that's already been posted at the clerk's office for our, or actually our department for our purposes, for our payment of our services. This year, they're expecting a little bit more in the attendance. Again, it goes up to 35,000 on average a day. Campgrounds are full. They sell out within a week of last year's event ending. So we don't anticipate any changes in the amount of crowd that we'll have out there. It's going to be quite a bit. I intend to obviously talk to the area agencies, and I've gotten some okays from the chiefs in the area that they will allow us to ask for mutual aid under their departments. Our operation largely will go unchanged. Other than that, Twin Lakes again is allowing us to utilize their facilities if necessary for holding cells, etc. We again are going to institute a prisoner transport detail, so in the event people have to be removed from the property, it's a lot easier on our manpower. Other than that, I've talked with the Zoning and Planning Committee. They've passed their conditional use permit for Country Thunder back in February, I believe it was. And all of the property restrictions that they required are going to be met or have been met already. So Country Thunder is off and running as planned. I appreciate everybody taking the time to look at this early, because I didn't want to push it off to July in case there is something that we need to change before they get here. I submitted this for your, again, approval. We have no problem, again, with the activity control license for Country Thunder this year. And we'll conduct our business as usual.
Can I get a motion to approve?
Motion to approve. Second.
Just a quick comment, question. Did you said arrests are up from prior years?
Criminal complaints are up from prior years. Typically, we will issue anywhere from 350 to 400 underage alcohol or alcohol-related tickets. That's normal, but we saw a spike by 17 additional criminal complaints for fight batteries. We had one hit and run where a gentleman was run over in the parking lot. Stuff like that that require us to do some follow-up, more investigating, more statements, that kind of thing. So we have seen some more of that. And that takes my guys off the campground patrols, etc. When that happens.
Thank you.
Okay, can we have a vote? All those in favor say aye.
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 Did you do that one? First, you did the...
Same one.
That one. Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. So next, resolution to approve the recommendations of the classification of compensation study for corrections officers. One presented.
I think we made our presentation the other night.
We've had time to look at it, and I don't know if there's any additional questions. I'd like to have someone make a motion to vote on this.
First, we've got to remove it from the table. Make a motion to remove from the table.
Yeah, you're right.
The There's got to be a motion to remove from the table.
Okay. Oh, thank you. I'd like to have someone make a motion, or I'd like to make a motion to remove from the table. Someone can make that motion?
I made a motion.
You made a motion. Oh, did someone second it?
Second.
Okay, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Okay, now we can... Now I'd like to make a motion to approve the resolution, the recommendations to the classification and compensation study for the freshman.
I will make a motion to move that we approve this.
Is there a second?
Second.
So we have a second. Okay. Do we have, all in favor say aye? Yes?
I was considering the fact that I was the one that made the motion to table it last week because both myself and I believe Supervisor Womble did not have enough time to kind of digest everything. We had some compelling input from the corrections officers, sheriff's staff, and Mr. Riedel. And I was able to follow up with an extensive level or number of questions, insights, comparing, and trying to get both sides of the story. And I certainly am, empathetic to both sides. One is, I think, and we deserve to treat corrections officers and all county employees equally. On the other hand, we are elected to effectively represent the taxpayers and make sure that the money that we're collecting is effectively spent. I was not ignoring the plea for additional days or compensation thereof. On the other hand, we're also making an effort from the board's perspective of increasing salaries, which effectively does close that gap. The other big complaint that I've heard over the years that I've been on the board has been mandatory overtime. And so part of this recommendation, although not perfect, I work in the private sector and seldom do I get everything that I would like. And I think everybody in here, whether you're in public or private life, get everything you want. Heck, just try raising kids. And but one of the recommendations is to fund a couple positions to help relieve the overtime burden. And the feedback I got from a variety of staff was that some people like the overtime, some people don't like the amount of overtime. So again, it's a compromise. It's not a perfect solution. It's one that I've come to the conclusion that I will support because it's a step in the right direction. It isn't as though we're turning around and saying, okay, corrections officers, we're going to lower your pay. We are making an effort to increase your pay. And I am sympathetic of the conditions that you guys have to work in. And they're not great. They're challenging. And hopefully by adding a couple individuals here, we might be able to relieve or lower that burden for overtime for the people that don't want to have to mandatorily take that on. So I think it's a good compromise from my standpoint. It's one that we will, as a board and probably committee, will continue to monitor. We'll ask Mr. Riedel and Sheriff Beth to give us feedback with regards to how things are going. Yes.
Our time is almost up here.
So almost up?
Yeah, we will have to go upstairs. So
that's okay. They'll wait for us. And this is an important topic.
We need to move this along.
Okay. And so as a result, I wanted to make sure that I communicated that to you and both staff. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Can we have a vote on this? All those in favor say aye.
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 Chair votes aye. Passes. Any other business allowed by law? Motion to adjourn.
Motion to adjourn.
Second.
All favors say aye.
Second for the adjourn.
Second.
She did.
I don't know if I can second.
Yeah,
I don't
have.
Thank you.
Upstairs.
I'm here.
Yeah, I think. I just dropped my pen.
Thank you, sir.
You guys need to sign.
Yep. Yeah. Well, she's going to want to meet with me.
Oh.